Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, July the 30th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. And I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows. And again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button to the left of your screen. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donations will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you could obtain 3 free shows. So, now on to the synopsis of today's show. And we start with a serious update on the economy. It's been quite a time since I've done that, so I will spend a few minutes updating my donors on what's really going on. Not what the media tells you is going on, but what is actually happening. Then I will be giving you a word about America's massive trade imbalances. They are quite shocking and actually quite unnecessary, but we have to deal with them because they are what they are. So I'm going to talk about those for a short while, not long, but enough to basically give you a pretty good impression as to where we stand. In an unprecedented move, the Justice Department has released the FISA application submitted by the FBI to spy on Carter Page, who was the rather hapless would-be advisor to the Trump campaign, who's been smeared as a Russian agent but has not been charged after almost 2 years. We've never before even seen a FISA application in which law enforcement agents explain to a judge why it's necessary for them to conduct surveillance on an American citizen. So this is a special treat, and I shall be devoting quite a long time to discussing this. You won't find much by way of useful information in the media, so I hope that you will enjoy what I have to say about this. I've talked about Robert J. Gordon, who's a distinguished professor of economics at Northwestern University. His real claim to fame, which I happen to agree with, is that economic growth has, to all intents and purposes, come to an end. Now, that sounds like a really out there comment, and I have discussed this several times on my shows for newer listeners, but I will discuss that in a little more detail and give you an update on what's going on with Professor Gordon. So after decades of overuse, debt is increasingly less productive. We've discussed that too, but I have some more information which I think is important for you, ladies and gentlemen, so I shall be making you privy to that next. So the US intelligence, so-called, community, looks like a much bigger threat to American life and values than anything Mr. Putin is doing, so I shall elaborate a little bit on that, and then we will talk about the Nunes memo, the infamous Nunes memo, which, by the way, was not hyperbolic partisan screaming, but was instead nearly 100% factual. So I think you should know a little bit more about that. It seems appropriate that I should spend a few minutes talking in some detail about the problem of NATO, and I've never done this before on the wake-up call, and given how much absurd nonsense is being bandied about in terms of Russia, I think you deserve to know the other side of that particular story. So I'll talk for a few minutes about that, and then I'll finish up the show today with the FBI's best counterintelligence agents knowingly using a dossier funded by Hillary Clinton's campaign, no less, to persuade Foreign Intelligence Surveillance, the FISA court, to issue a warrant to monitor Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. So I'll be coming back to Carter Page a little bit there for a few moments to end the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, if you would like to contact me, my email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. And if you are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email 3 free shows so that you can sample the contents of the information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email to that address, once again, rwlmartin1@aol.com, and I would appreciate it if you'd put something like comp the shows or something like that in the subject line so that I give it some priority. And then, frankly, I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you to make sense of these economically and politically unstable times. Anyway, you may select 3 shows from the Podbean archives, or if you like, I will select 3 for you. I am recommending that the June 29th show would be a good choice, because that was my mid-year assessment, and it's rather a pithy show, so it'll give you a good indication of what I'm all about. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will wish you all a wonderful week ahead, and I will be back. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye until Friday.